Both sides in the Bears' ears fight have called for compromise, but it's starting to look unlikely to find middle ground after a rowdy U.S. Senate field hearing Wednesday in Blanding. KUER's Judy Fays has the story.
Utah Senator Mike Lee hosted the field hearing at San Juan High School. He backs legislation to conserve eastern Utah's landscape, traditions, and archaeology. Lee knocked the Obama administration and the tribal coalition behind the monument proposal for skipping Wednesday's hearing.
We hope that the Bears Ears Coalition will reconsider and will meet with us to discuss how best to preserve Bears Ears.
Congressman Rob Bishop gathered stakeholder input for his Public Lands Initiative, or PLI, and used that as the foundation for the legislation. But critics say it allows too much development and too little protection, even though the legislation includes national conservation areas. Governor Gary Herbert praised the PLI for having local buy-in, but he criticized the Tribal Coalition's proposal, which relies on the Obama administration to declare a new national monument that the tribes would help manage.
This is not some kind of a political tomahawk to be used, no pun intended. If this really is about, in fact, the Bears Ears region protecting, conserving the land, the PLI is by far the superior way to go about doing it.
Tribal coalition members met earlier this month with Interior Secretary Sally Jewell, but they said disrespect and disregard for their views kept them from Wednesday's hearing. Conservation groups said they weren't even invited. Scott Groney is director of the Southern Utah Wilderness Alliance.
The PLI is a sham. It's a one-sided, terrible bill. And at this point, it's time for President Obama to move forward with protecting the Bears Ears.
The current congressional session has just 33 days remaining. Monument advocates say that's not enough time to come together around the PLI legislation, but plenty of time for the president to protect Bears Ears before he leaves office. Judy Fays, KUER News.